As we read through the Bible in a year, this is the psalm for today. Now, I want you to just kind of glance down at that psalm and in your translation so you just get a feel for what it's talking about, what God is saying in this psalm this morning. We sing about this song a lot. We've talked about it. You hear the verses from it quoted in the New Testament. As the deer pants for the water brooks. I want to read this from the Message Bible. Because this relates to things we go through as Christians. When it looks good, everything's going great, and then all of a sudden we hit a real slump. Ties into the messages and where Pastor Kev is teaching us about Paul in Acts and what he's done. He gets miraculously saved, right? Who does he want to go to? His people. He wants to go to the Jews. He wants to tell them all about Jesus and about salvation. And God says, I don't think so. No more. I'm sending you to the Gentiles. So he goes to a couple churches in Athens and where else? Yeah, Corinth and Athens. Okay, so he goes to Corinth and Athens. And in both towns, and especially Athens, was he successful? Huh? Was he successful, Pastor Kemp? Not at all. God, what are you doing to me? I'm doing your thing. I'm being obedient. I'm not doing what I want to do, go preach to the Jews, but instead I'm doing your thing. I'm doing the God thing. I'm doing what you want me to do, and look at the results. Maybe I didn't hear you. Have you ever said that? When you do what God wants you to do and there's no results. So your joy just goes and you just get really confused. Well, thank God this psalm was written for people like us who sometimes feel discouraged in doing God's will because we don't see the fruit we're supposed to see. And God is saying, I'm doing a fruit work in you, honey. I'm taking care of you right now. It's not the other people. I'm working with you. So let me read this out of the Message translation because I think it really hits home. Then you can go read it out of the King James this afternoon and see if it really was true. Be like the Bereans. Check those scriptures out to see whether they be truth. A white-tailed deer drinks from the creek. I want to drink God. Deep draughts of God. I am thirsty for God alive. That's different. In the creek, it's not a creek, but it's a flowing water source. The Hebrew word is a flowing, moving, living water source. That's what I want to drink from a living God, real God, not just stories about God. I want to have a living relationship with God. I wonder if I'll ever make it, arrive and drink in God's presence. I'm on a diet of tears, tears for breakfast, tears for supper. All day long, people knock at my door, pestering, where is this God of yours? These are the things I go over and over, emptying out the pockets of my life. I was always at the head of the worshiping crowd, right out in front, leading them all, eager to arrive and worship, shouting praises, singing thanksgiving, celebrating all of us at God's feast. Why are you down in the dumps, dear soul? Why are you crying the blues? Fix my eyes on God. Soon I'll be praising again. He puts a smile on my face. He's my God. When my soul is in the dumps, I rehearse everything I know of you, from Jordan's depths to Hermon's heights, including Mount Mizar. Chaos calls to chaos to the tune of the whitewater rapids. Your breaking surf, your thundering breakers crash and crush me. Then God promises to love me all day, sing songs all through the night. My life is God's prayer. My life is God's prayer. That's a little tiny promise to hold on to. Sometimes I ask God, my rock solid God. See, he's telling himself how great God is. He's rehearsing how great God is here. Why did you let me down, you rock solid God? Why am I walking around in tears, harassed by enemies? They're out for the kill, these tormentors, with their obscenities, taunting day after day. Where is this God of yours? Why are you down in the dumps, dear soul? Why are you crying the blues? Fix my eyes on God. See, he answers himself. When you're blue, when it's not working, when God tells you to do something and you don't see the fruit of it, then what are we supposed to do? Fix my eyes on God. Soon I'll be praising again. He puts a smile on my face. He's my God. I love it. I love it. So when the day is not going right, when what you've done brings no results, get out the Bible, go to Psalm 42, and reread it. Fix your eyes on God, and soon you'll be praising again. Pat, let's all stand and say this verse together, because it reminds us of who we are and what we want to do. A white-tailed deer drinks from the creek. I want to drink God, deep draughts of God. I am thirsty for God alive. Yes, we are all thirsty for God alive. Can we get excited about it? Amen. Yes, I am.